This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. The tune playing in the background is one called Mystery Creek with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded in 1996 released in 1997. Mystery Creek is named for a big park just out of Hamilton, New Zealand. And that was a good fun tune to play with the band. We're going to kick off the show with Butch Robbins from his album The Fifth Child. And it's a piece written for Flatten Scruggs by songwriter Utah Phillips and features Alan O'Brien, Butch Robbins on banjo. Alan O'Brien's playing guitar for a change. And who else have we got? We've got Sam Bush, we've got Don Mandolin, Blaine Sprouse on fiddle, Randy Davis on bass. And here we are about to hear a Flatten Scruggs song from Butch Robbins' album, The Fifth Child. Hope you're going to enjoy it. Sounds like this.
I'll be on that good road someday. I'll be on that good road someday. That same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away. Darling, you can't love two. That darling, you can't love three or four. And and still say my love belongs to you. I'll be on that good road someday. I'll be on that good road someday. That same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away. All the lonely nights I've counted the stars in the sky. I don't know why I counted on you. I know it's too late now, goodbye. I'll be on that good road someday. I'll be on that good road someday. That same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away. Of a dove, I'd be on my way back home. For I am bound to a false heart in love till I wish I was living alone. I'll be on that good road someday. I'll be on that good road someday. That same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away.
Great singing by Alan O'Brien. We would have heard him, of course, with the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and Butch Robbins did some fine banjo playing, driving that tune along. It's got more cliches in the words than any other song I've ever heard, but I never heard Flat and Scruggs do it. I must hunt out their version and find out how they did it, but I think that was a great version of the song. Let's get into the Bluegrass Album Band. They're doing a Flat and Scruggs song too. Take me in your lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home. Now come, brothers and sisters, and don't fall asleep, but pray night and day, or you'll sink in the deep. Fathers and mothers are praying so loud, saying, Lord, won't you take me in your lifeboat?
Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Sailor in your lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home. Thank you.
stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat, it will bear my spirit home.
Oh, great version of that song. Oh, we've had some driving bluegrass already today, haven't we? And I'm thoroughly enjoying it, let me tell you that. Next up is a tune that I'm very familiar with because we used to do this tune with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's set up for having two fiddles, and we had, of course, had our fine fiddle player Colleen Bain, Colleen Trenwith, playing the lead part, and our guitarist Alan Rhodes was a versatile instrumentalist who tack anything he possibly could, and he played the second fiddle, which was a fairly straightforward role to play, but you had to really get the rhythm of it right, and he really got the rhythm of it right. It's a tune called Scotland, and it's a Bill Monroe tune. Bill Monroe first recorded it in 1958, had Bobby Hicks and Kenny Baker playing the fiddle on it, and it's intended to represent Bill Monroe's Scottish heritage, I think. And then some 20 years later, Bobby Hicks recorded it again on the album Texas Crapshooter, and he had some good players on that album too. Sam Bush on mandolin, Alan Mundy on banjo, Roland White on guitar, Roy Husky Jr. on bass, and that's a great lineup, believe me. And here's the tune, Scotland. I wonder if you think it sounds very Scottish. I know we used to do it, and it had a great feel of the bagpipes in it. Fiddles fading off into the distance, eh? That was Bobby Hicks playing the Bill Monroe tune, Scotland. And interesting that he played on the Bill Monroe version and then played on his own version of it too. Well, I find that interesting. Hope you do too. Back in 2020, I had the pleasure of playing some music with one Caroline Jones, a wonderful young country singer from the USA who was out in New Zealand with her partner was competing in the America's Cup events based in Auckland, and Caroline, being a musician, brought all her gear with her, lots of it, many guitars, and eventually contacted me and said, I want to play some bluegrass music. Can you help me out here? So I got my boys Sam Trenwith and Tim Trenwith, Sam on guitar, Tim on bass, and myself on banjo, and good friend Keith McMillan on mandolin, and we went up to a recording session in the Roundhead Studios in Auckland, and the intention was to record a couple of Christmas songs, and now that we're into December, it's time for some Christmas songs, so we get to air the music that we played with Caroline Jones, and we did a couple of what I thought were really good versions of these bluegrass tunes. She was very open to input, and we threw lots of ideas around and tried out all sorts of things, and she found out that Sam and Tim could sing harmony pretty well, and they did the harmony to the songs. The interesting thing about the recording is we were putting the tracks down in Auckland. The producer was in Florida listening to everything that we did and making comments, and he was a real recording engineer, production engineer, and the overall producer was in New York, and he was also listening in. And we had three-way conversations between New York, Florida, and Auckland, and we recorded them with all those comments going on and came up with some pretty good recordings. So here's Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths with our version of A Winter Wonderland. You have to remember that down in New Zealand, Christmas is just coming into summer and we're getting into sunny weather, and it's definitely not a winter wonderland, but Caroline's recordings were more for the American market, and I think they've done very well over there. See what you think.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. And we did have fun in the studio. She was a real treasure to record with, and we just loved doing the music and had a great time. And I'm amazed that they managed to turn out a beautiful mix like that. It was just us playing, and I think they did a fine job on Winter Wonderland. We did another song in the same session, Silver Bells, and did a bluegrass version of that too. And that will be turning up in December on Back Porch Bluegrass sometime soon. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's where I've lived most of my life, apart from a few years in Sydney, Australia, playing music. But you'd wonder why Hamilton is the centre of bluegrass music in the southwestern Pacific. Well, it's because we heard Flat and Scruggs on television playing the theme of the Beverly Hillbillies show and thought, that's a music I want to learn to play. And it just sort of grew from there. And I've really enjoyed my life in bluegrass music. This show is based around the fact that I accumulated a lot of LPs and a lot of CDs along the way, and really enjoy playing them and sharing them with you. Every show is based on music from my shelves, and I look at my shelves and I pull off an album and think, oh, the listeners might like to hear that tune, and I hope that's what's happening. Okay, this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and coming up to Christmas time, there is no better place to go than a music shop. If you've got someone in your life that likes anything to do with music, the music shop is where you should be buying them accessories for their instruments for their accessories, books for them to play from, and more picks, more strings, fancier straps, lots of things you can buy from a music shop. Go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They'll sort you out in no time at all. I'm very proud of the fact that they're supporting Back Porch Bluegrass, and I bought my first banjo from them in 1965 after listening to Flat and Scruggs. Isn't that good fun? We're going to hear from the Cumberland Gap Connection. The album's a whole lot of lonesome. Mike Bentley on guitar, lead and harmony vocals, Rod Smith on banjo, Clint Hurd on mandolin, Brian Russell on bass. And they get a few extra guests. Alan Bybee is playing some mandolin on the song that I've picked out, which is a lovely love story called Andy and Susanna. Hope you're going to enjoy it.
Say that you'll be mine forevermore. It was true love.
Heard the angels sing.
It was true love.
Andy bought a wedding ring.
He still brings her was true love.
And you bought a wedding ring.
It was true love.
You heard the angels sing.
It was true love.
And you bought a wedding ring.
Cumberland Gap Connection there, singing of Andy and Susanna. Going to play a track from Bill Monro now. It's a little bit mysterious as to who's playing on it. I've done lots of looking up on the internet as to find out which musicians performed on this track. It's one called Shady Grove. Everyone knows Shady Grove. And Bill, of course, does it in his particular style. There's a whole lot of versions of this song in various ways. One source of information told me was recorded in a 1961 session with Curtis McPeak on banjo, Jimmy Maynard on guitar, Vassar Clements and Buddy Spiker on the fiddles, and Bill Monro on mandolin. And another source told me that it's possibly recorded with Peter Rowan on guitar and Kenny Baker and Tex Logan on fiddles. But hard to tell. See if you can identify the voice. We're going to hear Bill Monro doing Shady Grove. After that, we're going to hear Doc Watson doing the Worried Blues, a little bit of a slightly old-timey version of this session, this part of Back Porch Bluegrass, all taken from a double CD set called The Gold Collection, which has some wonderful music on it. So, Shady Grove from Bill Monro, and then Worried Blues from Doc Watson.
Back in bed. What'd you dream, boy? I dreamed last night that the woman I love was dead. Well, how you know she's dead, son? I went to the graveyard and looked down in her face. Lord, I went to the graveyard and looked down in her face. I said, the Lord knows I love you, but I sure can't take your place. I've got the blues so bad, I can't sleep nor eat. I got the blues so bad, I can't sleep nor eat. I just walk around like a policeman on his beat. When I get gone, don't you hang crepe on my door. Lord, when I'm gone, don't you hang crepe on my door. I won't be dead, I just won't be around no more. Going down to the depot, take my rocking chair. Going down to the depot, take my rocking chair. I'm gonna sit right down, I'm gonna rock on away from here. Some people tell you that the worried blues ain't bad, but they're bad fools. Now some people tell you that the worried blues ain't bad. Well, it must not have been the more worried blues they had. I got the worried blues, I got no heart to cry. Got the worried blues, I got no heart to cry. If the blues don't kill me, Lord, I'll never die.
Well, there are obviously some live recordings of Bill Monroe and Doc Watson, which means that the quality of the recording is not what you'd sort of like to have to play on the radio, but the quality of the music is fine. And I loved hearing Doc's finger-picking stuff there. He's just very relaxed when he's playing, and I suspect that was Merle doing some backup guitar with him there. Hope you enjoyed that sort of, I try and get a bit of bluegrass, bit of old-time music, everything in there, and that's in fact what I've done with this next track. In year 2000, the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out, and it in some ways people say it took the world by storm. Well, it didn't take bluegrass pickers by storm, but they just loved seeing music that they enjoyed featured in a movie, and it's a delightful movies, wonderful actors, and Dan Tominski achieved fame by being the voice of George Clooney, of course, and all sorts of crazy things happened in the movie. But always in the background, there's some neat old-time music, and one of the great tunes was Harry McClintock doing the Big Rock Candy Mountain, and I really enjoyed his version of it. The song has been adapted and changed in later years. John Hartford's done a great version. Bill Ives did a great version. In fact, lots of people have done a great version of the Big Rock Candy Mountain, and I even learned it myself with banjo accompaniment, and really enjoy playing it. Lots of verses. This idyllic story of a tramp who's come to this wonderful place called the Big Rock Candy Mountain, where everything is in the hobo's favor. And Harry McClintock wrote this song from, based on older songs from way back, and he'd been performing it for years before he recorded it, about 1931, I think he recorded it. But it's very much old-time music, but it's a great song. So listen closely to the words. I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. Big Rock Candy Mountain.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and of whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-goin' to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Oh, I think that's a superb version. I love his guitar backing. I can't whistle very well at all, so I couldn't do the whistling bit in it. My younger son Mike's favourite line in that song is where they hung the jerk that invented work. And that, you got to admit, that's a great line to have in a song, especially from a song about hobos. Ah, bit of old-time music there for you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're part of the New Zealand Access Radio Systems, and this show is syndicated around several of the Access Radio stations in New Zealand. So a big shout out to all the people that are listening somewhere around New Zealand to this program. I really enjoy making the show for you. You might be in the Raglan community. We're actually going to be playing there in a couple of weeks' time at the Raglan Christmas in the Park. Look forward to seeing you there. Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Thanks very much for leaving your radio when Back Porch Bluegrass is on. This show is also shared with other Access Radio station programs made in New Zealand with community radio stations in Canada. That's a big mouthful for me to say. And the several stations in Canada that take Back Porch Bluegrass, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George, British Columbia. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. In the USA, we've got Bluegrass Planet Radio, and we've got the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. That's in Tennessee. And I'm really delighted that you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass on radio like that. Of course, lots of you tune in on podcasts, either directly from Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, lots of places you can get there. There's a few that I probably can't name, but they exist. And lots of ways you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really enjoy your listening. We do have a Facebook page called Back Porch Bluegrass NZ. And my son sort of puts up the weekly playlist that I play, just so you can see the songs and which albums I get them off and usually what date they were recorded. And I go and have a look at that page every now and then, and if you write something there, a comment, I'll usually get to it. Or you can contact me directly at the station if you write to Free. Go to the Free FM page and just write to the station and they always forward it to me. Let's get on with the music. One of the first tunes that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band ever recorded was a Reno and Smiley tune. We got hold of one of their albums and decided we liked their music very much. And it's a crazy song called Barefoot Nelly. And we really like the sense of humor in the song. And Alan Rhodes on guitar, myself on banjo, Colleen Bain, she was in, on fiddle, David Calder on mandolin, Leonard Cohen on bass voice and a bit of harmonica and dobro, and Sandy McMillan on bass was in this band, and we recorded this crazy version of Barefoot Nelly that's had lots of airplay over the years, I think just because it's a mad song written by Don Reno. If you listen closely, you'll hear inventive use of my Scruggs Tudors at the end of the song. Well, here's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Barefoot Nelly.
Redheaded pig was sitting on a limb. Marcy's chicken but Nelly got him wrung his neck and picked him clean. Funniest chicken I ever seen.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly,
oh,
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly, oh.
I walk him in the yard, made three steps and just one died. Never says who you think I am there. Hot wrist and a barrel on a ham.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly,
ho,
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly, oh.
One day, riding on a load of hay, sold a man a trip to Mars, and now she sits behind the bars.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly,
ho,
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly, oh.
Nell put on her Sunday dress, hoping it would look the best. Made out of an old wheat sack, oatmeal wrote right on the back.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly,
ho,
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly, oh, for me.
Nellie's got a pair of shoes and she can wear them if she'll choose. So why the heck she's got the blues? She wants to wear size 22s.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly,
ho,
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly, oh, for me.
Hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
ho,
Barefoot Nelly.
Oh, absolutely crazy. And we've been playing bluegrass music for less than 2 years at that point in time, and we all had several licks to our skills and lots of enthusiasm, as you can hear, and we had a great time with the song. I must introduce that to the Trendith boys and see if we ought to do that song. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band. Let's get sensible again. And here's a tune called Don't This Road Look Rough and Rocky.
Darling, I have come to tell you, though it almost breaks my heart, before the morning, darling, we'll be many miles apart. Don't this road look rough and rocky? Don't that sea look wide and deep? Don't my baby look the sweetest deep blue sea? thinking. Won't you sometimes think of me? Don't this road look rough and rocky? Don't that sea look white and deep? Don't my baby look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep? The sweetest when she's in my arms asleep.
That's the Bluegrass Album Band, who redid a lot of the 1940s, 50s, 60s bluegrass did a wonderful version of putting it all together. Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, J.D. Crow, who was Todd Phillips on bass, and Jerry Douglas on the dobro, and they just sang and played beautifully. Ah, something from the Canadian boys now, the Foggy Hogtown Boys from Toronto, from their album Scotch and Sofa. These guys have a crazy sense of humour. You can see that by the photo and just the way they approach the music. And this is a song called Always Been a Rambler. The band is Andrew Collins on mandolin, occasional fiddle, Chris Cool on guitar, and occasional clawhammer banjo, Max Heineman on bass, and he does the lead vocals on the song that I've selected, Chris Quinn on banjo and occasional other instruments, John Showman on fiddle, and they all mix up with the singing and the lead vocals, all that sort of stuff, like most bands do. And here's the song called Always Been a Rambler.
If it was true, my heart was filled with trouble. I do. My heart was filled with trouble, trouble on my mind. I'm gonna drink and gamble for the one I left behind. My mind was bent on rambling, so I left for Tennessee.
Oh, great, rich, driving sound there from the Foggy Hogtown Boys. Great to hear them. Very, very good band sound. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear from the Petersons. They toured New Zealand early this year and were a real delight. I went and saw three of their concerts and their delightful family band. Katie Peterson on fiddle and vocals, Ellen Peterson Haygood on banjo and vocals, Matt Peterson on guitar and vocals, Emmett Franz on dobro and vocals, Julianne Peterson on mandolin and vocals, Karen Peterson, that's mum, on bass, and they just do lovely family-based bluegrass music. And here they are with a live recording of the John Denver song, Back Home Again, the Petersons.
There's a storm across the valley, the clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulder. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. To tell him how'd you spend your time, what's the latest thing the neighbors say. And your mother called last Friday, sunshine made her cry. And you felt the baby move just yesterday. Be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. All the time that I can lay this tired old body down. It's the kisses that I live for, and the love that lights my way. The happiness that living with you brings me. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes me warm. Hey, it's good to be back home. home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again.
It was great having the Petersons in New Zealand, and they put on some very enjoyable concerts. Gained a lot of new fans when they were here. If you're a band in the USA and you want to tour New Zealand, bring your band out and we'll arrange some concerts for you. I can't say that they'll all be as successful as the Petersons. They had a great lineup and a great support crew, and really made something of their concerts. And Mark Mazengarb did a great job of promoting the concert. Couple of things coming up. Country music on 12th of December at Morrinsville at the Rotary Club Hall. That's a Christmas night. Always good fun. Some country music and some Christmas carols and a nice supper. Excellent to have. 14th, Christmas in the Park at Raglan. And you'll see the Trenders there. You'll see a choir there doing some singing. Lots of things happening there. All sorts of things coming up. Just attend to them. Really makes the community work. Thanks for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll go out with Bobby Hicks with a fiddle tune that he was noted for, one called Cheyenne. Tune in again next week, won't you? Bye.
Support from New Zealand On Air.